This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extmarketing.ca. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
For this episode of our podcast, I thought I would change up the format a little bit and answer a marketing-related question I've been asked a number of times in the last few weeks. It keeps coming up. And the question is, what do we mean when we say strategy before tactics? As listeners of this show and regular readers of my blog know, I refer to this statement time and again when discussing effective marketing. So I thought I'd spend a little bit of time on today's podcast just kind of giving you a brief overview of what do I mean by this. So when it comes to marketing, I consider the following to be tactical in nature. Things such as advertising, both digital and traditional, social media, your company's website, what promotional items you're buying, what kind of content you're pushing out, any kind of graphic design that you're doing, branding that you're doing, you know, your PR and your community relations. And really, an effective marketing strategy, these are all tactics that may or may not be used as part of an overall effective marketing strategy. And a good strategy really starts with, you got to identify who is your ideal client, and not just their demographic profile, but their psychographic profile as well. We refer to it as your ideal client persona. So what do we mean by that? So a demographic profile of your ideal client consists of, you know, their age, their gender, what income level they're at, and where they're located. That's kind of the basics of it. Whereas a psychographic profile consists of, you know, what are they interested in? Where do they hang out, both socially and digitally? What are their interests? And what kind of opinions and attitudes do they have? And it's really only once you determine your ideal client persona can you then decide which tactics to use in order for you to reach them with your message. When we work with companies, we find a lot of time and money, unfortunately, is being spent on tactics that are not related to their overall marketing strategy. In other words, who is their ideal client and what kind of message are they trying to get to them? It really is a tremendous waste of resources, so both time and money. And let me give you an example. So let's say a radio station comes to your business and has this unbelievable deal coming up. But their station, the listeners of their station, their audience, are in the 25 to 35 year old range. And you know that your profile of your customer is in the 50 plus range. Well, it really doesn't matter how good the deal is. It's not for your audience, so you shouldn't spend any time on it. It's really a lot like running east looking for a sunset. You know, I don't care how enthusiastic you are, you're not going to find what you're looking for. So I hope you find this format in today's podcast interesting. If you like it, please let me know, and we'll do more like this. If you have any more questions about, you know, strategy before tactics, obviously we could spend hours on this, but I just wanted to give a brief overview of it. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me directly at pat@extmarketing.ca. And next week, we'll be back with our regular format and have some great guests lined up for future episodes. And I just want to thank all of our listeners for the great feedback we've been receiving. And we're always open to suggestions and comments, both good or bad. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. So thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extmarketing.ca. And download the free ebook, 7 Steps to Marketing Success.